Yep.
Okay, well, good afternoon. I think most of y'all know, but my name is Ryan Kimbelin. I'm from Texas. My wife Joyce is in the back there. We have four children. They're at home, supposed to be taking care of themselves, so I think everything's good. I haven't heard anything otherwise, so. I teach school full-time during the school term. And the last 4 years, I've been employed by Shenandoah Christian Music Camp to help run their music camps in the summer. So I go to Ohio, Virginia usually, and I just came from Ontario Monday morning. So do that during the summer and teach school during the rest of the year. So welcome to this workshop. This one's going to be a lot more practical than this morning. If you were in there this morning, we're going to do some hands-on stuff. There should be a handout. Make sure everybody has one. There's some stuff for you there to take home and process. So, I assume all of you are here because you teach music some sort. All of you teach a music class or choir or something? Okay. No? You just like music? Not exactly. Okay. How many of you teach some sort of choir for your school? You do? You do? The rest of you just music theory? You don't do any choir? Just theory?
The end of the year program.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Do you prepare your students for the end of the year program?
Yeah.
That's what I call choir, yes. Okay. Yeah, I'm not talking about Oasis professional stuff. I'm talking about, when I say choir, I'm talking about, do you get in front of 8 to 10 students and prepare them for the program?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a big subject. My task was upper grades music. And so I want to just go through here. I have some ideas, some demonstrations, and some handouts for you. If you have questions as to go along, please ask. Everybody does this different, okay? So your school may not look like our school, and music is one of those subjects where most people don't have a neat and tidy curriculum where everything's just within these 250 pages, and every year we do the same. It's not like math or English. So it took me a while to get used to that. When I was in a young guy, I would go talk to him and say, what do you use? What do you do? What do you do? And I was wanting a book, right? Ron Steph has first grade or eighth grade English, bam, or ninth, tenth grade, right? It's all right there, boom. Every year, you do the same thing. Music is not quite that easy. There's people working on that, but so I'm gonna throw some things out at you, different ideas of what to do and stuff like that. I wanna clarify some terms here at the beginning. I don't know what you're used to. If I say music theory, some of you may be used to thinking rudiments. So theory, rudiments, let's consider those interchangeable. Is that fair? Yes? Okay. And then if I say oral skills or ear training, sightseeing, I'm talking about vocalizing, okay? So if I go like this, I want you to echo me, right? Okay? Do, do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi.
Mi, re, mi.
Mi, re, mi.
Mi, re, do.
Mi, re, do.
Okay, so today we're going to play a game. Did you see what I was doing with my hands? Does that make sense to anybody? Okay. If you know what to do, do it. If not, just try to copy me, but always for sure sing. What that is called Kerwin hand signs. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And you add the kinesthetic side. You associate a hand position for a pitch, and it helps young singers connect. They're doing something while they're singing. It's a big subject. But if you see me doing that, just start copying me and try. Okay, we're gonna play a game. Y'all like games? Okay. It's gonna be you against me. So all of you against me. Is that fair? You gonna do it with that, students?
Okay.
All right, okay, we're gonna play a game. Let's stand. And what we're gonna do here is, we're gonna start easy. And we're going to call this the forbidden pattern here. So, this is Do, Mi, Re, Do, Mi, Re. Sing that.
Do, Mi, Re.
You're not allowed to sing that. If I catch you singing that, I get a point. But you're supposed to copy me. Do, Re, Do, Mi, So.
Do, Mi, So.
Do, Mi, Mi, Do.
Do, Mi, Mi, Do.
Do, Mi, Fa.
Do, Mi, Fa.
Fa, Mi, Fa.
Fa, Mi, Fa.
Fa, Mi, Re.
Fa, Mi, Re.
Re, Do, Ti, Do.
Re, Do, Ti, Do.
Do, Mi, Mi, Re.
Do, Mi, Mi, Re.
Do, Mi, Re.
Do.
Yes! Oh, I was nervous. Okay, I'm strict. Somebody said it. I don't know who it was. Was it you? All right. Let's see here. Let's try. We're going to up the ante here. You get one free try. I'm going to sing it, then I'm going to erase it this time. Somehow, I was watching you guys. Oh, yeah, we're on the board. Me, 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 fa, me, go.
Me, me, fa, me.
Do, do, mi, so.
Do, mi, so.
Do, fa, so. Sorry, do, fa, so.
Do, fa, so.
So, la, la, so.
So, la, la, so.
So, fa, mi, mi.
So, fa, mi, mi.
Mi, 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 fa, mi.
Mi, 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 fa, mi.
Mi, mi, fa, mi. Y'all good. Okay, let's do one more. Let's do this one. Let's do an easy one. Do, mi, so, free.
Do, mi, so.
Do, mi, fa.
Do, mi, fa.
Do, mi, so.
Yes!
Okay, you gotta see. All right, that's what I call ear training. Okay. By the way, you can do that with third graders and it's glorious. That's not original with me, okay? But that's called the forbidden pattern. Just do that a couple times a week with your students. It's wonderful. Okay, that was just a little introduction there. So my second point here is begin with the end in mind. Let's talk big picture first. So if you go to handout B, try to be good students and don't read all the handouts until we get there, but I know it's hard. But so this is just a suggestion to you and to your school. What should students know when they leave school? What do you want them to know? As a music teacher, as a school board member, as a lead teacher, whatever position you're in, what do you want your students to know? We know what they need to know in math. We know what they need to know in English, literature, probably science. And do you know what they need to know in music? So let's look at this quickly. Number one, of course, they need to read music notation. They need to be able to recognize the staff, treble and bass, and the note names, G, A, B, F, C, whatever that is. They need to know quarter notes, half notes, eighth notes, and so forth. Time signatures, and how to count rhythms, which we're going to do some of that here in a minute. And key signatures and accidentals. They need to be able to, number two, clap and count simple rhythms. Okay? We could remove the word simple, but for now we'll leave the word simple in there. They need to feel and identify strong and weak beats. Da 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 da. Strongly, they need to be able to feel that. Number three, pitch and melody. They need to match pitch vocally, which y'all were doing great with that. Recognizing and reproducing stepwise and leaping melodic motion, which we were doing in forbidden pattern. Do, re, mi, that's stepwise. Do, mi, so, those are skips. We're skipping. They need to be able to do both. And then as you go on, you get harder. Okay, understand the major and minor scales, and use solfege, which when I say solfege, I'm referring to do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, to develop pitch accuracy, ear training, and melodic understanding. They need to know basic aural skills. This is pretty basic, but whether pitch is high or lower, echo short rhythmic and melodic patterns by ear, which again, that's what we were doing. We were doing fairly simple rhythms, but you could increase the rhythmic complexity. And recognize simple intervals, unison, step, skip. Some of us may even go as far as if we go past eighth grade, we'll go to thirds and minor sixths and tritones and all that stuff. But this is what I would consider basic. Understand things like tempo, articulation, and recognize and follow common musical instructions such as repeats, first and second endings. Number six, sing simple melodies and rhythms accurately from written music. So be able to pick up a piece of music and sing it fairly accurately by sight reading. And then participate in church, community, and family settings with somewhat basic musical independence, which again, what y'all are able to do, or what we are able to do in 2 days over here in the church is glorious. Most of you would pass this overall test. So you had good teachers or you learned yourself, good job. And then understand the basics of healthy vocal production and sing with clarity, ease, and freedom. So that would just be one way I would suggest to you to sit down, figure out what you want for your school. What do you want them to know when they leave school? Any questions or comments about that? You could add, delete, whatever. But begin with the end in mind, okay? Also, thinking more, so that's 30,000 feet. If we go to Tuesday, September 3rd, or November 14th at 3:15 p.m. is your music class. That's a little late in the day. Let's try 2:15. What are you going to do? Begin the class with the end in mind. Make sure you have good objectives. If you don't have good curriculum, if you're kind of hodgepodging what you do, make sure you know what you're going to do today. You're going to do the forbidden pattern. You're going to learn quarter notes or whatever it is. Make sure you have an objective for the class. Even if it's very, very simple. Today you're going to learn the key center, G major, and D major. That's your objective for today. Make sure you begin class with that. Make sure you know what you're going to do orally. Today you're going to work on thirds. So maybe your forbidden pattern is going to be do, mi, so, minor third. You're going to work on that. You don't necessarily have to tell the students that, but you need to have a purpose to what you're doing. Every music class. And then rehearsal, I'm thinking when I talk about rehearsal, I'm referring to choir periods. So if your students in your room, today we're gonna work on these three songs. Have a purpose. Today we're gonna work on memory. Okay, so we're gonna do a lot of chanting the text. Next week you might work on consonants, or I don't know, whatever. So begin your class, your upper grade music, or any music class, but begin with the end in mind. Just a quick yo-ho number three. I kind of threw this in here. I think most of us as teachers know these things. But these sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth grade boys and girls are not for the faint of heart. But just a reminder, we all know this, but boys, their voices change, drop unpredictably, and that makes them very uncomfortable. So you need to be aware of that. As a new teacher, be aware of that. And they're going to have limited range, and their voice is going to crack. Often with boys of this age, it's going to be uncool to sing. Like maybe your school's different, but often it's a little bit uncool. And so you're going to have a plan to, how's that going to affect you? What are you going to do with that? And maybe there's a way you can have them practice music during this time of chanting rhythms or rhythmic activities, maybe a little less vocal exercises until their voices kind of even out. find ways to, don't embarrass them, but just change your exercises while your eighth grade class is just, the boys are just kind of cracking and groaning. Just do more rhythmic stuff for a couple months. And just kind of adapt. So, girls, you're gonna have usually a really breathy issue with their tone. Their vocal cords are changing as well, and they're gonna hang like this. They're often gonna, some girls are worse than others on that. Worse, that sounds bad. I didn't mean that. I did not mean that in a negative way, but I think you know what I mean. So just be aware of that. They're gonna be shy, and they're not gonna wanna take risks vocally. And girls especially, well, boys too, but girls especially are going to need guidance on how to breathe and work through that breathy stage of their life. So that's just a little bit about boys and girls during the adolescent student. But by the time they get to 10th grade, I don't know how far your school goes, but if you're going into high school, by the time they get to 10th grade, those problems seem to be ironed out. It's usually between the 7th and 9th graders where that can be a little bumping. So, any questions on that? All right, let's dive into practical stuff. Number four. Music theory is the language of music. Go to handout B again. This here is what I'm referring to. This gives you some ideas of what they need to learn for theory, and your curriculum may have a different method or a different approach to getting there, but students need to know their music theory. They need to know the lines and spaces. They need to know simple rhythms. They need to know quarter notes, half notes, 4-4 time. They know how to 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. They need to know the musical alphabet, note values, all that stuff. These things require consistent drill. Never assume they get it the first time. Never. And repeat concepts even in the next grade, or maybe you have combined grade. There's nothing wrong with 7 and 8 having music, and then next year 7 and 8 having pretty much the same music class again. It's amazing. You do it one day a week, usually. There can be a lot of overlap. Don't feel bad about overlapping. It's completely different than how we do math every day and so forth. So don't feel bad about repeating these concepts. The aural skills is the sight singing, being able to pick up a piece of music and read it, okay? So the theory is the rules, okay? You want your students to be able to pick up a book and read it in class. I, as a music educator, want my students to pick up a piece of music and with relatively ease sing it. Now, I'm talking within reason, right? We're not talking about super complicated stuff. But we want them to be able to read it. And by practicing that, which we're fixing to do some of that here, it just really helps them learn that. So go to handout C. I'm not going to spend a lot of time here. This is just a quick overview of some of the options that are out there. I did not put the rod and staff on there because I'm not familiar with it. Maybe some of you are, I know, so I apologize if I missed it. But these are some resources that are available to us. There's plenty more out there, okay? I put the publisher on here. I put what I would consider the positives of the course, and then I put some of the negatives. So they all have pros and cons. So whatever your school's working with, whatever you need help with, just be thinking about where you're wanting to go, and is your curriculum going to help you there? If there's a weak spot in your curriculum, what are you going to do to compensate for that? Be aware of those weak spots. Like the essentials of music theory about Alfred's music is wonderful for teaching theory, but there's basically nothing with aural skills at all. So if you use that, your students will know theory. They'll have all the written work down like a champ. But they're going to miss out on the oral stuff. So you would have to sub, if your school board is, if that's what you're using, which I doubt anybody is, but maybe you are. If that's what you're using, you're going to have to possibly supplement that with ear training. doing things like this and coming up with ideas how to do that. So just be thinking about that. Have any of you done anything with the bottom one, Sight Reading Factory? Is that anybody? Okay, that's an online one where you actually have a projector. I guess I should have turned mine on, but where it's an online web page. You put in what rhythms you want, what time signatures you want, what key you want, and it just generates 4 or 8 measure patterns over and over again. So you can, and then you can increase the level. So it's a lot of fun for students to.
Pretty easy to use.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's super simple. I should have set that up. I'll show you afterwards. Let's do that. Okay. A lot of drills. You need to set goals. I would encourage you to do like letter, so like lines and spaces. For us, I have flashcards. Hey students, what letter is this?
V.
V.
Excuse me? I thought I heard E. I'm sorry.
C.
C.
E.
G.
B.
Z.
F.
F.
E.
E.
Okay, so there's some fast students here. There's probably some of you that are, you're internally telling them to slow down. So let's slow down a little bit. What is this one?
E.
E. Okay. What's this one?
D.
Alright.
D.
D.
Alright.
G.
Thank you for mine.
G.
Thank you.
C.
A.
B.
D.
Any boys here today? Are the boys here today?
Yeah.
B. Do y'all like apples? There you go. Okay. So, one thing you can do is, because it's not helpful for the fast people to just spout them off, so get a piece of paper and you write them down. And then you don't talk, so you would just say, okay, go ahead and write. You just write it down. Maybe you have a piece of paper with numbers on it. Whatever, or maybe you have a piece of paper with this on it. There's so many different ways to drill, but just being able to drill those lines and spaces, okay? You can also do the, let's do this. Get your piece of paper out. And go make a row down like this, okay? Just write letters, go. If you don't know what to do, put an X. If you don't know it, just put an X, it's okay. Good boys do fine always, all cows eat grass. Second time we're gonna stop there. You should have D, C, F, B, E, G, C, G, I forget how far we went. Y'all? Good job, students. Really good work. Anybody mess up? How many of you forgot that this was bass clef? Ah, there you go, okay. So, just have fun with it, okay? Don't shame anybody, just have fun with it. Make sure that is fun. Okay, how many of you are familiar with Takadimi? Some of you are, okay? So I choose to use Takadimi, it's just how I've been trained and how what we use at music camp, it's just how we do it. So, for the rest of you, these are beats, these are going to be quarter notes, and the beat always gets top. So this will be ta, 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 ta. Oh, and one thing, whenever you're chanting rhythms or chanting words, always do it in your upper speak singing voice. Please don't do it in your to, 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 okay? Because you'll wear your voice out. So here we go, let's do this, ready, go. Ta, 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 ta. Take your finger, either tap your chest or tap your leg, and tap the beat. Okay, ready, go.
Ta, 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 ta.
Now when we subdivide, it's ta-di, 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 ta-di. But I'm still feeling the beat. Ta-di, 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 ta-di. Ready, go.
Ta-di, 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 ta-di.
Okay, and then here we can have dotted rhythm. So this would be, you don't sing this, but you feel it, right? Ta di ta ah, ta di ta ah. So let's do this here, and then we're going to do this measure. Okay, so we'll put this down here. So we'll go across, and then we'll keep going. Ready, go, students.
Ta 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 di ta.
The other thing I'd like for you to do is make sure you keep these notes super legato and connected. It's not ta, ta, ta. Don't beat me in the face with it. Keep it ta, 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 ta. These are not staccato. These are legato. Ready, go.
Ta, 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 ta.
Okay, we got to keep going for sake of time. Okay. We have to keep moving. All right. All sorts of drills you can do. Okay. Whatever. But here, we have some flashcards that I'd like to do. And we're going to talk Nimi, okay? And on the rest, we're going to put a sh. So it's ta-di, ta, sh, ta-di. Ready, go.
Ta-di, ta-di, sh, ta-di.
Make sure it's nice and your upper speak singing voice. Ta-di, ta-di, sh, ta-di. Ready, go.
Ta-di, ta, sh.
Oops, 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 oops. I was unprepared as a teacher. Let's try that again. Ready, go.
Ta-di, sh, ta,
make sure it's a short shot.
Ta-di, sh,
ta, ta-di, sh, sh, ta. Oops, I'm still, whoa. I grabbed these from my classroom and I should have checked them. Ready, go.
Ta-di, sh,
ta,
ta,
sh.
Ta ta
ta ta. Keep it connected.
Sh, ta ta di ta di ta 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 sh, ta di ta ta di sh, ta di ta ta sh.
Okay. All sorts of things you can do. You can. There's all sorts of flashcards available. All sorts of different things. Just do those. If you do that all the time, just make it part of your routine. Don't really just make it part of a fun exercise to do. And then we did the forbidden pattern already as well. Okay. Number five is vocal instruction. This is where I would say a lot of our schools could improve on, which this is a tricky subject, so I don't want to step on anybody's toes. But take out handout D, and you are more than welcome to take this. This is a compilation that I've done the last couple years. One of the underrated things to do is having your students warm up their voice. Now, we're not looking for long hours of just meaningless activities, okay? But what this sheet does is, this is not all original with me. Choir directors share, and we make up new things all the time. So this is just a compilation of things that I've done. So the first one would be, I would encourage you to do something with the students to wake up their body. Okay, so let's stand. And let's do number three. So we would give yourself a hug. And the way you give yourself a hug is you squeeze really tight and you squeeze your legs down. And they hate doing it. And they do it like that. Okay? Or maybe you can go like this. And you stood it. Tap your own arm, not your neighbor's arm. Right? Okay? These are eighth graders, so you got to go. Okay. Jog in place, which we did that this morning. Relaxation. You can do lip drills. Lip drills are hard for me. Okay, embarrassing what they are. So some of you can do it. I got to do this. Go all the way high. What are we doing on the outside? Ah! thing in the world, but it just works. Oh, do this day after day, year after year, and just build your students' voice. It's not rocket science. Posture. Have good posture when we sing. Feet on the floor. Okay, again, if you're like me, you teach high schoolers or eighth graders, and somehow this is, and I don't understand how that sticks. I don't get it. I just don't get it. So anyways, feet under you, shoulder width apart, knees loose. Do not lock your knees. The program next week, it's going to be warm. If you lock your knees, you might faint. Seriously, okay? Your hips are over your knees. Your chest is lifted, your spine is aligned, your chin is level with the floor, shoulders are relaxed, and roll back just a little bit. Okay? So just teach that every choir period, and enforce it. Have a seat. You can do breathing. Often, you're going to be the only person that's going to talk, you're going to be your student's voice teacher. How many of you are voice teachers? Okay, you're going to be. Whether you like it or not, you are going to often be their only contact with voice. So I'm not doing that to scare you, I'm not saying that to intimidate you, but whatever you do, help them, even if it's just a little bit, even if you don't think you know much, try to help them with their voice. So let's stand again. And in here we have a muscle called your diaphragm, and when you blow your air out, it's ascending, and when you inhale, it's going to descend to make room for your lungs to expand. That's the basic, okay? I know you science people are grumbling at me, but that's the basic way to explain it. So take your hands. So you're going to blow your air out, and as you blow your air out, I want you to go like this. So now don't. You're pushing your air out. The diaphragm will ascend and you will breathe. If you don't, it's called dying. So it will happen. So blow it out. Hold it. And you simply breathe through your nose and let the air in. Okay? Shoulders stay relaxed. If you do this, that is completely wrong. Okay? That's learned behavior. As a baby, they don't do that. Watch a baby breathe. They breathe through here. As good Mennonite people, we don't do that because we don't want the tummy to go in and out. We're humans, it's not just Mennonite. So, you need to feel all this expanding. So try it again, blow it out. Inhale through your nose. Okay, take your hands, put them up under your ribs. See if you can feel it. Often ladies feel it in the back. Men often feel it in the front. Blow your air out. Inhale. You feel some expansion, a little bit of muscle moving? Okay, good. So do that with your students. Make sure they understand good breathing because they're gonna wanna breathe like this. Jesus, no. Jesus loves me. They have to breathe deep, okay? Now, when we're out playing softball, when we're doing a relay race, we're getting quick, cheap breaths because we have to breathe. We need oxygen now. But with singing, we need a deep, full breath, so. Have a seat. There's other things you can do there to control your breath. Gerald did one today when we were poking at the guy. That was rough. But boop, that was one. Just having that breath control. This is where teenagers need to learn some of this stuff. Vowels.
Can you try that? Try it with it
again. Okay, just different things you can do from there. Resonance is that ping that we have in our sound. If you put your lips together. Number one, you should feel it vibrating up here. Yeah? Yes? Try it again. Okay, number two. So hum a NG as in sing. Sing. go. Sing, and then open to ah. So, sing, ah. Try it again. Sing, ah. That adds some resonance and some brightness to our ah instead of oh. And it helps us, it just helps them, all of us, helps them just those little things day after day. Down in general, we can do consonants. Go. And you feel like you need to be exploding from here. Try it again. Do you feel it? Consonants come from here. Yeah. Stop. Singing is a full body exercise. Okay. Down at the bottom are just the IPA, vowels, consonants, just some different things that you could look at there, voiced, unvoiced, and stuff like that. So, don't feel like, so I want to encourage you here, do what you can do. Do what you can do and do it well. If you do four things, do those four things. Don't feel like you have to be an expert. Just do something. Just something to warm them up. Consistent. If you go back to breathing, number 7, hip, 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 go. Hip, 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 do, di. Hip, 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 do, di. Hip, 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 do, di. Hip, 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 do, yeah, okay. Number 8, yah, ha, 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 go. Yah, ha, ha, ha. Just go high, go low, whatever you need to do. It's just amazing. Those few little exercises, you end up with a yawn sigh. Oh, I didn't warm up my voice today. I should have before I got to class, my first class this morning, and I could tell when I was singing. But just be thinking about that. Take that with you. I'd love to talk to you about it later if you have questions. But the first column tells you what to do, and the second column tells you a little bit about why you're doing what you're doing. There's a million more ways to do it. This is just simple ways that I do it. I have mine laminated. It's in my choir binder. I take it everywhere I go. That's how I warm up my choirs. Okay. thinking specifically about choir, we gotta wrap this up here. We talked about warm-ups, which is handout D. Specifically thinking about rehearsal in your, what time, we go to 3, right?
I believe so.
Okay. Rehearsal techniques for your choir. Start with warm-ups. We just did that. State your objectives, okay, students? So today we're going to do, we're going to work on joy, love, and peace. Which these are shorthand, right? This is joy in the morning, blah, 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 whatever it is. And we're going to do pitches here, we're going to run rhythms here, and we're going to do text here. 20 minutes, you know exactly what you're doing.
Yay.
State those just simple objectives. Be very precise, focus on that, and it'll help you in your rehearsal. Provide consistent feedback. And if you stop them, say whether, usually say more good than bad, but say something why you stopped. Okay, singers, we hate it when the choir director stops us and they don't tell us why. Tenors, you did very well on that tay in number 14. We're going to do it again because you did it so well and you learned how to do it. Say it again. Okay, sopranos, you're not breathing right at the beginning of verse 3. Okay, let's try it again. Remember how to breathe, sopranos. Try it again. Whatever. All of you, you have your binder. I don't mean this in a negative way. Take out your old man redeemed. Look at the third stand. The third staff makes life a hymn. What type of rhythms are on makes life a hymn? D ka di ta makes life a hymn. We're singing it. Makes life a hymn. Why are we doing that? Because every time else we have dotted rhythms. D da 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 da. We need to stop and we need to fix line three because it's straight for them. Da 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 da. And then you would sing it, tell them why you stopped, and fix it. So does that make sense? Okay. Don't feel like you have to say smart things, just simple things. It's not overly complicated. Work with sections individually. I don't know how big your school is, but if you have an alto section or a bass section, often it's helpful to have the guys and girls separate if you need to do some things, have your wife come in to help you with the girls, whatever. It's just embarrassing at that age to let your peers, so if you're able to, maybe. Go beyond pitches and rhythms. I really encourage this as the frozen chosen people here. Go beyond pitches and rhythms. We're not very expressive often. A lot of us have Germanic background. I do too, even though my last name's not Mennonite, but my grandma was German, so. We're very stoic people. But I would encourage you, much as you and your culture allows, to work on expression, okay? Have your students smile with their eyes. Okay, maybe lift their eyebrows a little bit. What are you singing? What's the song about? Discuss the text, whatever. And I also encourage you to do complete memorization. Now, your program needs to be completely memorized. Okay, it's a lot of work, but you'll get the rewards are worth it. Song selection for your high school choir or your junior high choir. I'll say it like this, like I told them this morning. I don't know how many songs you need your program, but pick one song for you, one song for the students, and one song for the parents. Okay, one song that you love and you want them to learn. Maybe it's a choral piece. Pick one song for the students, gospel piece, something fun, good bass line, you know. So. And then pick one for the parents and grandma. Okay, don't be patronizing, but. Pick, be creative with that. Don't pick all stuff that you want to do and you heard this choir do and that school do and you're going to keep it simple. One for you, one for them, one for the parents. Decide what you need to do. You're going to pick two-part music. You have an alto and tenor. I mean, soprano and alto, soprano and tenor. Decide how you're going to do that, what works for your students. The music for those middle grades, early teens, diatonic music is preferred. The less accidentals you have, the better off your life's going to be. It's hard to avoid, but just think about that. For range, I would avoid for those middle grades. I'll try to do the key centers. What's that?
G.
Okay, so I would avoid for most up to 7th and 8th grade, I would avoid much past C or D. Okay, don't go up here, and don't go too much below here, okay? Keep the range fairly within an octave. It'll make your life much easier, okay? Don't try to do those high, screeching pieces. They're beautiful, but doesn't always work out. Okay, we gotta finish up here. please take out the back of your hand out. Let's sing this little exercise at the bottom to dismiss class. Do you know this little Au Pour Bird? Anybody know Au Pour Bird? What key is it in, students? That is an incomplete answer.
F minor.
D minor. Okay, here we go. Sing the solfege. Do la, so like this. La ti do do re mi mi la la si la. Sorry, mi la la si la mi mi re do ti la. Try it again. La ti do do re mi mi la la si la mi mi re do ti. All the words, students, ready. Poor bird, take thy flight, far above the sorrows of this sad night. You sing it again, I'm going to sing it in canon. Ready, go.
Poor bird, take thy flight.
Students can do stuff like that. All right, we have to close there. Thank you for your time.